I'm glad the Lord knows what we need.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, the songs that were sung tonight were all songs about that wonderful place that we're going to go.
Yes.
We'll have no more troubles, no more trials, no more pain, no more sorrow. And I think no more death.
Yes.
Amen. It's going to be done away with. That's going to be the last enemy that the Lord's going to put down tonight. And we're going to have eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. But you know, we don't have to wait until we get there.
Right.
Amen.
To be with Jesus.
That's right.
Oh, yes. Amen. Yes. You know, you think about the time when he was here on the earth. How wonderful it must have been for those apostles and the disciples to be with him day in and day out, night after night, day after day, and to follow him wheresoever he went, and to see all that he'd done and all that he could do, and just to know him. They beheld God. They walked with God.
Yes, they did.
They slept alongside God. And everything they did, they walked in a sweet fellowship with God.
Amen.
Now, you think about that. Now, we don't get to behold him with these physical eyes today. We couldn't stand it today.
Amen.
Because he's glorified in heaven today.
That's right.
He has something that we couldn't. He'd be like Moses would. He'd have to hide us in the cleft of the rock, amen. But I'm glad that with the spiritual eyes that the Lord gives to us, we can behold Jesus and see him as he is tonight in our spirit. And we know that he's at the right hand of the majesty on high, making intercession. We're still in fellowship with him, just like Peter, James, and John, and Matthew, and all of those other disciples. We can walk with Jesus every day.
Amen.
This may sound a little odd, but sometimes they had to get out of the presence of Jesus when they had to take care of business and stuff. Mm-hmm. But you know what? We have it better today.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we have to take care of business, he's right there with us. Isn't that wonderful? Now, if you got your Bibles tonight, turn, if you will, to the book of the Acts of the Apostles. Chapter 10. Folks, revival tonight. As I stated last night, I had revival last night.
Yes.
I mean, it's gotten better every night.
Yes.
I mean, it's just, I feel more secure, more in love with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in this moment of time than I can ever say that I felt and known how much I love him than I do right now. And you know, that's what revival's about.
That's right.
Loving God.
Yes.
And loving God's people and walking in his favor. Chapter 10, beginning in verse 36. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. Think about this. He is Lord of all.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful tonight?
Yes.
He is Lord of all.
Amen.
Now the Israelites heard it. They were preaching peace, but he is Lord of all. Or is he your Lord tonight?
Amen.
Amen. He's my Lord, and I'm glad he's the Lord of all things that exist.
Amen.
And the things that we can't see, he's Lord of them too. He is Lord of all.
Yes.
That word, I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power.
Amen.
That God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. You see, it takes all of God to have power. You can't have one piece of God and not have another. When you get one little bit, you got it all, amen. And you're never going to get any more of the Spirit of God heart to Jesus, He gives you everything you need. Amen. He opens the doors of heaven and you have access to the power of God. Isn't that wonderful to know? The world needs to see people of God walking in the power of God, because the devil is trying to intimidate. He's trying to put us down and get us to hide our faces like ostriches in the sand. But the world needs to see the power of God moving in the world today.
Amen.
Through God's people.
Yeah.
I'm glad He chose the foolish things, the base things, the weak things, not many of the mighty, not many of the wise, but He chose you and I. Imperfect vessels, amen, that the world may sneer down their nose at you and I, but God chose us, and I'd rather be a child of the King than the most renowned man in this whole wide world, because I have Jesus and I know Jesus. I have everything I need. Amen.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
The power of God. Boy, we need revival in the pulpits in our churches in America. I believe that's where revival needs to start. We need to preach the Word of God. In demonstration of the Holy Ghost and of power. This stuff is real, folks. This stuff is earth shattering. It's earth shaking. And it's life changing. Amen. And I'm glad that God cares enough to give us what we need when we need it.
Amen.
How we need it. Amen. I've had some things that I needed sometimes, but I got them at the wrong time and I wasted them. But God don't ever give you nothing to waste. Amen. Another thing that God gives you, He gives you in the time that it's needful, and He gives you the way that you need it, and He tells you how to use what He gives you. Amen. That's God. That word I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began in Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Mm-hmm. You know, if the Holy Spirit resides in you, then there's a power source in there that can sink the nuclear cell. Amen.
Yeah.
There's a power source in there that can shut down the gates of hell in your life, that can put down all the adversaries that you face every day. Amen. There's a power in you and a shield in you of faith. Amen. And that power that you can quench all the fiery darts of the devil. And there's a power in you with the sword of the Spirit. Amen. Empowered and endued with power by the Holy Ghost. Amen. That can take the offensive. Amen. And you can take control and take back what the devil has stolen from you because of the power of God, because of the anointing of the Holy Ghost of God living in you. Amen. You can take back and reclaim, amen, what you have lost to the enemy tonight. And God will give you victory.
Amen.
I'm glad that there's power in God. Says that He was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good.
Thank you, Lord.
And healing all that were oppressed of the devil.
Amen.
You see, oppression, that ain't of God, that comes from the devil.
Amen.
If you feel like you're discouraged, you're down and out, you feel like that you don't know if you're going to make it another mile, that's the devil.
Amen.
Let me tell you, Jesus said, there's healing in my wings. And He said, I'm preaching and I'm delivering you. I'm giving you healing from your oppression. Amen. You can be free. You're no longer bound. Amen. You're no longer bound by the sin of this world and by the sin of oppression. You're no longer bound. You've been set free by the power of God.
Amen.
All that were oppressed. He healed all that were oppressed of the devil. Listen, here's how He did it. For God was with Him. Isn't that wonderful tonight? Just to know that He did that, for God was with Him. You'll have victory tonight, for God is with you. Amen.
Yes.
And we are witnesses. of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and Jerusalem,
and
he slew and hanged on a tree. The Bible said if they had known who Jesus was, who this Prince of Peace was, they would not have done that. But they didn't know. They didn't recognize him. They rejected him. The Bible says he came into his own, and his own received him not.
Yeah.
That's right, brother. I'm glad he came to me.
Amen.
I'm glad I was that one little lost lamb.
Amen.
That he left the fold to find. I couldn't find my, oh, I looked for the Lord. I looked for help. I looked for victory in so many ways. But I'm glad that victory found me. Amen. He came where I was. He came as I was. He came to a poor little fellow that had no hope, had no help, and had no power to change who he was.
Amen.
But he found me in the mire of my sin. He came right in the middle of my sin and pulled me out.
Amen.
And he pulled me out with power. You see, it's with power of God that we're removed
from
our sin, amen. And it's that precious blood you sang about that cleanses us from all sin and all unrighteousness, amen. And it's power in the blood, amen. I like that old song, too. Y'all could have sung that tonight, and I'd probably shout it, too, amen. There's power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb, amen. Because there is power.
Yes.
But it says we are witnesses of all these things which he did. Folks, he came to heal and to restore.
Amen.
Says they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly. Now think about this just for a minute. Him, God raised up the third day and showed him openly. Not to all the people.
That's right.
Isn't that strange? Now, if he had just showed him to all the people, do you think it would have made any difference in how people reacted? No. I mean, the prophets, they prophesied of him. From Genesis all the way through to Malachi. They prophesied of Jesus and telling of this one is going to come with power. Mm-hmm. Amen. And with healing. Amen. He's going to come and open blinded eyes. Amen. They told of this man Jesus.
Amen.
And they killed him.
Yeah.
They slew him. Or they thought they did. He laid his life down for us.
Yeah,
you know that.
He
did. He said, but he showed him openly. Not to all people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us. Now think about this. Who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. Now, can you imagine? We know at the trial of Jesus, the illegitimate trial of Jesus, they broke the law in trying him by night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Everything was wrong in
right.
what they did to our Lord
right.
and Savior.
The Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
And they saw him hang on that tree and die.
Yes,
they heard the words when he said, "It is finished."
Yes.
And he gave up the ghost.
Amen.
And died. Mm-hmm. And they knew of a man that was of the Pharisees that had come to Jesus by night. And Joseph of Arimathea. They knew of them coming and taking him down off the tree and putting him in a tomb. The tomb was sealed. The guard was put about it. But yet God, brought him out of death. Amen. David said, "You shall not suffer my chosen."
Amen.
To see corruption. And said, but we're witnesses who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. Well, these men had seen Jesus. God had shown Jesus openly. And you know, there's no way that I could prove that this actually happened. There's no scientific method. We can do all the forensic work we want to do. And there's no way that anybody in this world can prove that God is by our measure of proof. But God said, we must come by faith, believing that God is, and He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him.
Yes.
Now I'm telling you, I told you last night, I didn't go looking for God. You probably didn't either. You probably didn't search for God. You probably tried to search for help in what you term maybe as God, looking for something to help you get out of the misery you were in. But you weren't looking for Jesus. He came and found us.
Amen.
He came and found us where we were.
Glory.
He came to seek and to save that which was lost.
Yes.
And He came to us, and these men, He came to them, and we were chosen, just like these men were chosen to be witnesses. We are a chosen people tonight, church,
yes,
to be witnesses. Now, we can't prove that Jesus exists today. I can't put Him out there in visible form that the world can see Him. God isn't showing Him openly, but God is showing Him to those that He has chosen tonight, and that happens to be the people of God who have trusted God and believe God in faith, and they know that Jesus is real.
Amen.
They know that after 3 days, God raised Him up from the dead.
Yes.
Said Him, God raised up the third day and showed Him openly. Not to all people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with Him after He arose from the dead. Let's go to 2 Corinthians real fast, chapter 4. Verses 3 and 4. He said, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Now, I would think that's who God wants to show.
Right.
The gospel to. And He does. He desires. Don't lose me here. God desires for the lost to behold the gospel.
That's right. Amen, brother.
But He said the Jews seek a sign.
Yes.
And what are the Greeks looking for?
Amen.
Whatever. They seek wisdom. The lost, they don't know what they're looking for.
Right.
But there's a way. There's a way. Yes. It may be hidden. Mm-hmm. He said, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not.
Amen.
That's the ones that are lost. They're the ones that don't believe.
Right.
And they're blinded by the devil, and they're deceived, and they're living and walking and going in darkness. And the gospel, the truth of the gospel, the joy of the gospel, the good news of the gospel is hidden from them because they will not hear, they will not see, they will not listen, and they will not seek out God because the devil has blinded their mind to disbelieve that there is a God that sent His only begotten Son into the world to save sinners.
That's right.
We're all sinners. None righteous, no, not one. He said He blinded them, the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Amen.
Well, folks, let me tell you what God said about the church.
Yes. Come on, brother.
He said, ye are a city set on the hill.
Amen.
Ye are a light that cannot be snuffed out. Ye are a light that no man putteth under a bushel to hide, but we are the light of the world as Jesus was the light of the world.
Yes.
I preached that Monday night.
Yes.
And he is still light. He'll always be light. In him is no darkness.
Right.
But folks, listen, the glorious light of the revelation of Jesus Christ working through the hearts and by the power of the Holy Spirit can pierce the darkest mind. Amen. That the devil has deceived and blinded. Jesus can open their eyes. Jesus can shine a light in the darkest recesses of their sin, and Jesus can lead them out, amen, to the glorious gospel and be saved. I'm thankful tonight that God made a way. Jesus said, I am the way. And I'm glad he is the way, and that's the only way people will ever come out of the darkness and the deception that the devil happens in. If we're not careful as Christians, we'll fall back into some darkness. That's what's the matter with the churches. That's why the church ain't full today.
Yeah.
It's because people have been deceived.
Yeah.
Amen. That's true.
People aren't seeing and living and walking in the light.
Come
he said,
on.
You might be light, you not stumble. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
People are stumbling because they've gotten out of the light.
That's right.
Remember Monday night I preached about that festival of lies where they lit on lamps in the courtyard of the women and the temple, amen. And the lies that were in all the courtyards throughout the city, and how that people just kind of, they wanted to get out of the darkness that was surrounding them, and they just wanted to get into that light, and they rejoiced when we went into the light. And when we let Jesus and the Holy Ghost work through us, amen. Folks, we just need to get out of the way and let God be God.
Yeah.
And when we let the Spirit of God empower us to do that and allow God to be seen in us tonight.
Amen.
So that they can see the light.
Glory.
The glorious
God. Yes.
And believe.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe in anything you can't see.
Amen.
If you're hidden in darkness, it's hard to believe that you can find a way out. You know that?
Yeah.
But I'm glad that God chose the foolishness of preaching.
Amen.
To tell people that there is a way out.
Yes.
Amen.
He said, show him openly, not to all people, but unto witnesses. Verse 42, and he said, and he commanded us to preach unto the people.
Yes, he did.
Brother Tim, Brother Eric,
come on.
The Bible starts in the pulpit.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
The Bible starts in the pulpits of the churches across America today. When the pulpits get revived, it's a demonstration of the power of God and the Holy Ghost, amen, then the people will see the power and they'll come.
Amen.
God will change their hearts.
Yes.
We've watered it down because we didn't want to offend.
That's right.
We've held back the judgments of God because we didn't want to see anybody leave. And folks, we're going to stand in judgment.
Yeah.
For that. The judgment's going to start at the pulpit and work its way right on down. So I'm preaching on the 25th tonight, too, brother. Brothers.
Come on, brother.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
He said, and he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it was he, that it is he, which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead.
Amen.
Think about it.
All judgment is committed unto him.
Right.
Yes.
All authority in heaven and earth is given unto him.
Right.
Amen.
All things are put under him.
Amen. Amen.
And one day we're all going to stand before him.
Exactly.
Y'all sing that song.
Amen.
Each day I'll do the best I can.
Amen.
Amen.
Did you sing that with honesty?
Yeah.
I believe you did.
Amen, brother.
I believe you did. Each day I'll do the best I can to lend someone to help me.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, the only way the world will live in darkness tonight is going to see this glorious Jesus, ordained of God, this Jesus of Nazareth, who is appointed of God, who is empowered of God, is going to be through us.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, we can't do it ourselves. He told his disciples and his apostles, over in Acts chapter 1. He said, tarry ye in Jerusalem. Let me just read it. I don't want to mess this up. Because I want the word of God.
Last and all.
He said in verse 4, and being assembled together with them, speaking of Jesus, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard me. You remember back in John, he said, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will send to you the Comforter.
Right.
If I go not away, I cannot send a Comforter, but I go away and I'll send it to you a Comforter, and he shall lead you into all truth.
That's right.
And he is that which is going to endue the believer tonight with power.
Yes.
Verse 8, he said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Now, are y'all ready to be bold for a minute tonight?
Amen.
How many Christians have we got in the house, truly born-again believers in the Lord Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Thank God.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
How did you become a Christian?
God in the Spirit.
Praise the Lord.
Did not the Holy Ghost come upon you?
Yes.
Did not the Holy Ghost open up your heart and take up residence within you?
Amen.
Because in 1 John he said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
That's right.
Amen. Well, now listen to what he said. He said, but ye shall receive power.
Amen.
You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in the Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth.
Amen.
And that witness that we are unto Jesus Christ is a witness of power because of the Holy Ghost of God, the anointing of God, the unction of God that is in us tonight. There's nothing within ourselves and of ourselves that we can do. We might give a good speech and it'll sound good, but unless it's endued with power, unless it's ordained of power, unless it's anointed of the power of the Holy Ghost of God, it's all in vain. Amen. But when it is done, amen, this is the part I like. When it is done, in the power of the Holy Ghost, it moves mountains. Amen.
Yes, amen.
It opens prison doors. Amen. It shakes the shackles off and sets people free.
Amen. Yes.
We are.
That's right.
We are endued with power.
Yes.
The word.
Praise God.
Are you anointed tonight?
Thank God.
Oh no, he's getting Pentecostal on us. I'm glad tonight that God did choose common, simple people to be his witnesses.
Yes.
I'm glad that he didn't go to the kings and the princes and the royalty of this world.
Me too, brother.
To manifest himself unto mankind. Been left out. Been left out. Had to have no hope. But he started at the bottom of the barrel. He came to the bottom of the barrel. And he raised us up from the ground.
Amen. Amen.
And he's being glorified in the earth today.
Yes.
Humanity. From the bottom of the barrel.
Right.
I'm glad he chose foolish things, imperfect vessels, just like Jeremiah had to go back to the pot. Well, I'm glad he had to break our vessels so that he could remake them again without flaw. Now, we all still got our issues.
Yes.
And I'm going to confess mine tonight.
Bless his heart.
My wife's going to be real proud of me. She let me dress myself tonight. Because most of the time, I'll have different colored socks on. But look, I did good. Now, I want y'all to look at this. We're both the same color. Y'all see that? But let me show you out something else that you don't see from a casual glance.
I'm going to do a bill.
I got them all on the wrong side out.
It's fair for the cat driver.
He's also filling
on. So, but you know what? That don't matter.
Right.
That's right.
You're not going to put your socks on right tomorrow, maybe either. But that doesn't lessen God's love.
That's right.
Grace. He doesn't remove His Spirit from you. But He's with us always. Because He loves us. One of these days, I'll have my socks on right. Maybe. No, I know. And if I let my wife do her job, it may happen sooner than later. I'm glad tonight that the world will look at us as just simple common folk. We thought we have one up on the world tonight. And church, we need to know that. We need to know who we are. Jesus of Nazareth. Or Jesus of Galilee. Or Jesus of Bethlehem. Or the Jesus that came out of Egypt. We need to know who we are in the only begotten Son of the living God.
Yes.
The only God. The one true God. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
Amen.
And it's that baptism of the Holy Spirit that empowers us.
Amen.
When Jesus told the disciples to tarry in Jerusalem, wait upon the Lord. Mm-hmm. You may have a good idea, but you need to wait upon the Lord.
Amen.
And make sure that God induces you to carry that good idea out. Because if you don't, you miss it.
Yeah.
But you know what? Aren't you glad that even when you do mess it up, God can fix it?
Amen.
Because He came to heal.
Yeah.
And to set free.
Yes.
And to open blinded eyes. He came to bring us the good news that He's alive.
That's right.
Yeah, He suffered death.
Thank you.
He did that for me. He did that for you because that was our judgment. That was the condemnation that sin placed upon us because we're of the heritage of Adam.
Yes.
Amen. That first Adam who was earthy.
Right.
But that second man.
Amen.
He's the Son of God from heaven. And we're going to be made perfect in Him.
Right.
And He chose us.
Yes.
We're a chosen people. We're an elect people. Not just anybody can be a child of God.
That's right.
But if you're born again, saved, and God has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, and you can know God, see God, you can see God working, amen, then you ought to rejoice because you have been endued with power from on high. You know, sometimes we feel helpless.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we feel hopeless. And sometimes we feel so inadequate to make a difference. Mm-hmm. But with the help of the Lord tonight.
Yes, amen.
We can do all things through Christ.
Strengthens us.
Who not only strengthens us, but He empowers us and
moves
us with power. Paul said, when I am weak, then is His strength made perfect. And folks, God just wants us to love Him, rely upon Him, and He wants us to testify of who He is. I know that Jesus lives in me. And I know that He wants to live in all people. He said in Peter that He's not willing that any would perish, but all would come to repentance. And acknowledge and believe upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know that He wants all the whosoevers to be everyone in the whole world. Unfortunately, they're not going to be. Because they rejected this blessed gospel.
Yeah.
Church, let's get a hold of the power of God.
Amen.
Let's let the power of God be in us and work in us. And let's let the world see that we're not a church that's dying, but we're a church that's thriving and living because our Savior said the gates of hell shall not prevail.
Amen.
It's my church tonight. Folks, we have victory. We know the end of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand the end of the book. Amen. I understand and know. A lot of people can read Revelation in the end of the book. The devil knows that, but apparently he don't believe that it's going to work out the way God said it would. But I'm just going to happen just the way the Lord says it is. I know it is. Mm-hmm. Are you endued with power tonight? I pray today and tonight this place, knowing that you do have victory in Jesus Christ. Regardless of what God is coming at you in this world, you have victory in Jesus.
Yes.
That you have been endued with power. And sometimes that power may seem small, may seem insignificant, but it's that power that sustains you in your weakest moments. It's that power that will hold you and keep you in the grace and the love of Almighty God. Mm-hmm. Wow. Let's stand that. Brother Eric, we'll give us a song. A little different message, but both of you. There is power in the name of Jesus. And if you feel defeated, if you feel forsaken, if you feel like that you're not worthy, then you just ask God tonight to assure you and endue you with the power from on high. And God will raise you up. Amen. God won't let you fall and be destroyed. God will spare you and save you. David said that he pulled me out of all of my trouble. So church, if you need to pray tonight, by all means, let's pray, Brother Eric. Because there's power in the blood of Jesus.
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, and
our Father God, Lord, we bow before you tonight. We're so thankful. The message is simple. That there is one.